Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrecht and Tommy Kester.
All right, welcome back in, everybody, to another edition of Sports Daily. We got Paul Savage in for Tommy Kester today. Glad to have Paul in on another Wednesday. The Savage Wednesday is always a lot of fun. We'll check in around the sports world. I know Paul's been tuned into the Olympics like I have, and it's been a lot of fun. We'll get into some of that as we make our way through the day. A lot of Royals talk coming for you today, ladies and gentlemen. They were active at the trade deadline, and this year it was not as a seller. It was a buyer. Was it enough? What do we think of the deals as they get another win last night against the White Sox, another comeback win last night against the White Sox, who they just keep losing all their games, 16 straight, and we hope it'll be 17 straight in some day baseball today. But we'll get into the game. We'll get into the trade deadline. It's all there for us. It is just sort of slowly counting down to the start of the college football season. We got a little bit of a check-in with KU football yesterday. We'll talk about that more today as well. Lots of different ways to get in touch with the program. You can, of course, call us on the IHOP hotline, which is brought to you by IHOP. IHOP excited to bring back its all-you-can-eat pancakes deal through September 15th. That number is 869-1240. You can also leave us your comments on our video streams. Of course, you can find us on 12 News Connected. Love being there now on Sports Daily. You can also find us on Facebook, on YouTube, and on X. All three of those places, you can leave comments that we can see and put out over the air as well. We'll give away some HTO later today, and we'll give away some golf tickets, a chance to see a really cool golf event coming to town. We'll tell you more about that later in the program as well. Excited to be here with you. Paul, how are you, big fella?
Well, I'm good. I'm kind of like you. I don't know why, but this, I'm enjoying this Olympics more than I have in the last maybe couple Olympics. And I'll tell you what, and I know they're a competitor of yours. I know you're a CBS guy, but I'm going to give some accolades to NBC if you don't mind, because I think their coverage has been really good. I'm going to tell you that I'm seeing angles and insights into some of these sports that I, quite frankly, know very little about. You would think a sports guy like you and I would know everything there is about sports. Well, guess what, Jacob? I'm speaking for you to a certain extent. We don't know everything about every sport. But with that being said, the coverage of NBC has really been great with the insight and the shots that they're giving us that I don't remember seeing in other Olympics. Now, they may have been around for years. I don't know. But I'm really enjoying it. I guess the short version is this is a lot of fun. And watching the gymnasts last night, my goodness. I don't want to get you off schedule. I know you want to talk some trade stuff and royal stuff. But I'm kind of like you. I'm really having a good time with the Olympics on this one.
Yeah, look, NBC always does a good job with it. You probably give all the credit to Snoop, right? He's the reason. No, it's
Snoop,
been
for God's sakes.
It's been good. It's been really good, and I know why I've enjoyed it more is because my kids are into it.
Oh, that's made it
a lot of fun.
Oh, I got it.
More nostalgic. Shout out to the, you know, to the gymnastics team, the redemption story for Simone Biles. I'm not sure what Olympic things have been cooler than watching her jump 12 feet in the air to do her stuff. But it is, I mean, it's just unbelievable. I don't even know what the best word, what other word you could use besides unbelievable. It is unbelievable how high she can jump in the air. But the redemption story is there. Team USA gets the gold. We get the men's gymnastics on the bronze. We've had swimming, all the swimming. We're going to start to get to, you know, medal stuff for USA basketball and soccer and volleyball. And then we'll get track and field, Paul, which is coming up. You know, as exciting as anything else.
Sure,
so I've really had a good time with it, too. I'm with you. It's been enjoyable.
By the way,
That we didn't really build up that much coming into it, it didn't feel like. But here we go. We're here, and I like it.
Didn't feel like it to me either. By the way, Simone Biles. I mean, I'm just going to say that we all know she's the greatest of all time. I guess after this gold medal she just won with the team, this makes her the most medaled gymnast in the history of the Olympics. I mean, that's really something. And you were talking about the height she gets. I saw a schematic. I was just sitting watching last night. Did you see the schematic when she does this, like, double doubles, flip-flop and spin and twist and thing? They measured it with the camera. And at the top of her jump, where she comes up, does all these spins at the corner, 11'9", something like that, 11'10".
It's insane.
It's almost 12. We're talking almost 12 feet.
I think there's a little springiness to those floors, but it doesn't matter. That's just ridiculous. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But you watch that and you're like, this is absolutely absurd that she can get that high.
I just wanted to point that out. We'll get
shout out to them.
Can we get to, we'll get to this a little later in the show.
Shout out to them. I agree. It's been fun.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Royals have a very, eventful day yesterday, Paul.
They did.
On the baseball side, they have another comeback win. It's sort of started by Bobby Witt Jr.
It was.
Again.
That's right.
And they get a 4-3 win. As we look and dissect the bullpen, it was good to see Hunter Harvey back out there after his injury. However, he was not particularly good. Again, he did have two strikeouts in an inning, but he gave up two hits and a run. Michael Walker was really good. He continues to sort of be the stabilizing force, I think, lately in the rotation. Long got the opportunity for a save. He has been good this year. And look, maybe he's the guy they need to look at if MacArthur's going to continue to struggle. More on the pieces that they've added to that in a second. But as we look at that game, they get a 4-3 win. They've got a chance to come back and sweep today in some afternoon baseball, which you'll hear, of course, here on KFH. And it was a nice win. In the standings, Cleveland also won. So you gained a game on Minnesota. You're back tied essentially with Minnesota in the central standings. And then if you look at the wild card, you get the Royals now 2 games clear of Boston, 3.5 clear of Houston, 3.5 clear of Tampa, who was a major seller despite their winning record. They clearly don't believe in what they have, even though they've won 3 in a row. So you're looking at a playoff race right now that looks like it will consist of the Yankees/Orioles, the Twins, the Royals, Boston, Houston, and maybe Texas when they get all their pitching back, although that's looking like a longer shot. So, you know, we're starting to see things sort out. We know Seattle went nuts at the deadline. They're probably in that mix too. It's going to be wild. And Kansas City right now is playing this softer portion of the schedule. They're back on track a little bit after a shaky couple series in a row. It helps to play the White Sox. You don't want to overthink it. But it was a nice win yesterday with some good timing that really helped them in the standings. It's another comeback win, Paul. The offense is kind of slogging along here just a little bit outside of Bobby Witt Jr. Need them to get it together, but a good day overall for the Royals on the field, as we will look at off the field in just a minute. But another win, another comeback win, and it is good to see them get that swag back. You know, there was a time in this season where it felt like they were going to score runs in the seventh, eighth, or ninth inning every night. And that's kind of what they're starting to do again. That's, I think, a good sign for this team in general.
Right. And kind of the benchmark that I go by, which gives me a vision as to where this team is, you know, is they're 10 games over 500. That's pretty good. That's not too bad. Now, obviously, you've got the Guardians, and obviously they're 6.5 games. I like to see that 6.5 games get cut down to 3.5.
Well, they were maybe the big winners at the deadline. I don't know what to think about Cleveland, other than they're really good and they added
and they're going
more aggressively probably than they ever. I mean, at least that they have. I know their fans get frustrated with them that they don't, but I would caution the fans because they're always in the mix. But they were aggressive
at
the deadline. And they added big-time pieces. Good if you can catch them. I would let that stuff try to work itself out head-to-head. I think the Royals, you know, you kind of just focus on the wild card because Cleveland went and got a whole lot better, and they were already really good.
Right. But we know that Cleveland's going to go in a slump here one of these days. I mean,
who muted there, Paul? But it's crazy what Cleveland has done, not just this year, at the deadline. Cleveland doesn't do that kind of stuff at the deadline. They got a lot better. You know who didn't seem to get much better, at least to me, unless I missed them?
Who?
Is the Twins, Paul.
Oh.
And that's a good sign for the Royals, too.
Uh-huh.
And if you can catch Minnesota, you're going to be good. Like, if you can beat out Minnesota, I think you're in. And it may end up staying like it is, and both Kansas City and Minnesota get in. But I do think the second-place team in the AL Central gets into the postseason.
Uh-huh.
So there is a little bit of, you know, a battle with the Twins there for Kansas City to some degree.
Well, there's no question. And by the way, it was an interesting day.
You got your microphone muted there, Paul.
Hold on, I'm gonna have to get with Jad. Evidently,
we're having a little bit of a technical issue there with Paul. I can't hear him. So we'll let them work on that. But yeah, it was an interesting day at the deadline around baseball, and we will get into the Royals move. The Royals go and they add another reliever. And Lucas Ursek, and they go and add Paul DeJong, who just walks across the street there from dugout to dugout to get in and become now a Kansas City Royal. So you've got some moves here, and we're going to break those moves down in just a minute. We'll look at those two, and then we'll look at sort of the overall picture of the trades the Royals were able to make. We can look at those, and we can also dig in and get to, you know, just yesterday specifically and sort of the way that was playing out. And bigger picture, as we get a comment here from a listener on X that says, hopes will thank John Sherman and, you know, get him that desperately needed new ballpark now. I do think John Sherman deserves a lot of credit. John Sherman has opened up the pocketbook. John Sherman has been willing to be aggressive financially, both in the offseason and at the deadline. They got the Bobby Witt Jr. deal done. So I think, you know, the early returns on John Sherman as an owner, if you're a Royals fan, have to be good. And I know people wanted this a little earlier, but the reality was that never really made any sense because they weren't any good. Now they are, and they're delivering. And he owed it to the clubhouse, and he owed it to the fan base to allow J.J. Piccolo to make some moves. Did they make enough moves? That's what we'll get into as we make our way through the program here on Sports Daily. All right, let's set up our first giveaway here for you. So the Heritage Classic Tournament at Rolling Hills Country Club, it's the tour championship for the Annika Women's All-Pro Tour. So the tournament is out at Rolling Hills here in Wichita. That's 223 Southwest Link. It's August 1st through the 4th, so it starts tomorrow. And if you want to check out the Heritage Classic, again, it's the tour championship for that Women's All-Pro Tour. All you got to do to get on the party patio for this thing out at Rolling Hills is text the keyword golf to the short code 20357. You can enter this once per day. The contest will end Friday. So today through Friday, you'll have an opportunity here. If you want to get it out, get out there and check it out from the party patio, all you got to do is text the keyword golf to 20357. That'll be our contest here for the first hour. Message and data rates apply. Golf 20357. We'll set that up for you. We're going to come back. We've got all kinds of Royals talk for you here. Trades, trades, trades. What do we think? We'll give some grades as we make our way through. It is Sports Daily. All right, let's do it on KFH.
Seven five and 1240 KFH.
this baseball coverage on KFH presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Welcome back here. And we've got Jacob Albrecht. That's me. We've got Paul Savage. Hey, Paul.
Maybe we have.
That's all we got you. Hey!
Dad, congratulations. We couldn't figure out what was going on.
Dad Chambers is a miracle worker.
Oh, man, I'm telling you what, a miracle worker he is.
All right, so we got Paul back here. We're rocking and rolling. We're talking Major League Baseball. Royals get a nice win over the White Sox. They need to be beating the White Sox. That's great. Let's talk about the trade deadline, Paul.
Right.
So they go and they get two deals done yesterday, and they go get another reliever, which we pointed out they needed badly, and they go and they get Paul DeJong. Now, Paul DeJong doesn't come in and really profile to help them at the leadoff spot. His on-base percentage is not very high. That's not what he does. But what he does have is some pop. And his 18 home runs would profile in right behind Bobby Witt Jr. and Salvador Perez this year for this team. So some pop there, a veteran presence. I got no problem with that move. Cost them nothing but money. They gave up two unranked prospects. I mean, one is a lower-level reliever that has had pretty good stuff this year. But again, not much really that you're giving up there. Then you've got Lucas Ursek. Now, Paul, I'll be honest. I have not looked up, you know, a reliever outside of Mason Miller really for the A's. So I see the name and I'm like, okay, let's look this guy up. Let's learn about Lucas Ursek. Well, first you see, okay, what did they give up? And what they did give up was their number 4 and number 18 prospects, which seems like a lot. But again, remember, the Royals farm system is not as deep as most in Major League Baseball. They only have one prospect, Blake Mitchell, inside the top 100 overall in baseball. And that doesn't mean anything other than it gives us a benchmark sort of to look at versus what other teams are working with. So the Royals give up a fair deal, but Ursek has tons of control, Paul. He's not going to be a free agent for a little while. This is a guy that was a position player in the Brewers system. They took him in the second round. It was a position player. He switched over to become a reliever, and he's really only had, you know, a year. We'll call it a year and a half, I guess. We'll call it a year and a half in the big leagues. He pitched in 50 games last year. He's pitched in 38 this year as a relief pitcher. Last year, he had some growing pains, let's call it. This year, he's been much better than he was last year. And so, you know, I see things like, okay, he's got a 120 whip. That profile is really good for the Royals. It's not like elite stuff, but it's better than what the Royals have had. And his ERA has been fine. He's got a decent amount of strikeouts, you know, for his innings pitch, 41 and 38 innings. You'd like to see that a little higher. But then I start to go to the scouts and I'm like, okay, well, what is it with this guy? And that's where you start to see the real appeal. And that's some of his really high-end plus pitches. So for a guy who's still sort of learning how to be a pitcher, Paul, with the kind of stuff that he brings to the table, he profiles as a long-term, sort of like Hunter Harvey, profiles as a long-term back end of the bullpen kind of guy. Can he help them, you know, in the biggest role this year? Are you going to really throw this guy out there and try to let him close games? I don't know about that. But the reality is they needed some horses back there.
Right.
Because they're dealing with a lot back there. And he certainly adds a quality arm that's better than most of what they have back there. And in my opinion, it just didn't cost that much for a controllable pitcher like this. So I love that deal. I'm fine with the DeJong deal. We get, you know, Piccolo talking after the fact that they were in on a lot of players, but the price tag on a lot of players was getting too high. And so I think we did, you know, over time, we wondered about this, you know, over the last 48 hours or so, how much would they be willing to give up? I've said they should go all in. They weren't going to go all in. There were players out there, I think, that could have really, really helped them offensively. But I do think as the dust settles, if you are in the camp as a Royals fan of not wanting to mortgage the future to go all in this year, I think you can be satisfied. I think if you're in my camp, which was do whatever it takes to reward the, you know, the fans and these players, I think you can be satisfied. I mean, I wanted them to be as aggressive as anybody on the planet, and I think I'm satisfied between Ursek and Harvey and Lorenzen. You know, DeJong comes in. Okay, That helps. That's going to help this team. Does it help them enough? I'm not sure.
Right.
But it'll help them, and it certainly made them better.
Well, it did. I mean, there was a day that we called for this, wanted this, dreamed for this, and now you're starting to get those days the Royals are playing well. That's what happens when you play well. So with that being said, obviously the Royals are looking, with particularly with Harvey and Lorenz and Urseg, I get it. I know what you're trying to do. I got a question for you, though. There's one thing that I'm not sure of. Maybe you can help me on it. I know you're familiar with the Rangers. I know you follow the Rangers. That's your other team other than the Royals. Lorenz, is he – now, help me out. Is he going to be a reliever or is he going to be a starter?
Well, we don't know yet. He can do both. He's done both. For the Rangers this year, he's been a starter because they've needed him to be a starter. They're basically – every pitcher in their starting rotation has been hurt at some point this year. He's sort of been this stabilizing force. But he's been a reliever over the years. He's been a starter recently.
Right.
I think he's a backup plan for Alec Marsh. I think he's a backup plan to get these starters who have been basically going all year without interruption to very small degree of interruption at times with Michael Wacha. I think that he gives them a chance to give everybody just a little bit extra rest to make sure they're good to go down the stretch. I think in some cases with these starters, we're seeing a little fatigue. And so Lorenzen is going to, my guess is, be their utility knife. Probably you're going to see him every once in a while. I bet you'll see them skip starts and let him, you know, just sort of fill in as they go. And then get everybody that rest to be ready down the stretch.
Right.
I do think he helps them in the bullpen. Like, I think, you know, as we're losing faith in some of the relievers that the Royals throw out there, I think he also helps them there. I think he helps them both places. But I think, you know, I don't think we need to overthink it sometimes. The reality is that Lorenzen and Urseg and Harvey are three additions to the pitching staff overall that make it a more talented pitching staff than it was, you know, before those three came in.
I don't think there's any question about that.
And so when you look at those three players and DeJong, you know, the prospect hall is your number two prospect, a supplemental draft pick, your fourth ranked prospect and your 18th ranked prospect in a system that's not, you know, particularly loaded at the moment. It's one of the worst in baseball by most rankings. I think that is a very fair and a lot of money and a lot of, you know, unranked prospects who could develop and do all those things. But I think that's a pretty fair, price to pay for what they were able to bring in. You know, it wasn't headliners. Harvey was by far the most expensive, it appears. But you've got guys that can help you now and you've got guys that can help you long term. So I'm okay with it. Right. I am. I think it was a nice job by the front office. As the dust has settled and we've had, you know, about not quite 24 hours, but about 12 hours to really think about it, I think I'm satisfied as somebody who wanted them to be aggressive. My disappointment is that they did not go find a leadoff hitter. So that's going to continue to be a problem for this team. And I don't know what the answer to that problem is. I don't think it's DeJong, because that's not, I mean, he's been essentially what they've had in that category. They continue to run Massey out there. Maybe Massey is the best option. I still think Fermin should be an option there. They just don't have anybody really outside of Bobby Witt Jr. who profiles as that, and we know he's not going to do that. And so, you know, that's the one thing I think they really clearly need. But the other thing they need, Paul, is their guys that are already on the roster to step up and to continue to step up.
That's right.
You need somebody to step it up and become a leadoff hitter. You need, you know, the bullpen on the back end to provide for you a closer. I mean, there may be a time where it's Harvey, Urseg, and what that are closing out games. Who is it? Is it MacArthur getting back on track? I doubt it. So who else is there that could maybe do that? Maybe it's Long. We saw him close the game out last night. But, you know, I think, again, we've wanted them. You were with me. You wanted super aggression.
I did.
I think Tommy came there lately with the super aggression. And I think, you know, for me and for the people on that side of it, I'm satisfied here. I think they did enough to say it was, you know, it was a good aggressive job at the deadline.
Right. As long as the Royals have a chance. Now, obviously, if the Royals say were 5-6 games back from where they were, say that their record was four or five losses more, six losses more than they are right now, we'd all be saying, well, we get it, and this is what we've become used to, right? But when you have a team that is potentially going to make the playoffs, could make the playoffs, I better put it that way, that could potentially make the playoffs, you go do these kind of things. And how smart are the Royals? Because I think they're really smart in the way they're attacking this. What starts wearing down at the end of the year? Well, pitching is always one of those things where the grind is tremendous for a pitcher. The grind through August is tremendous. The heat, the hassle, the pitches, you know, it's so this is really, I think, something that shows Royal fans, it shows me in particular, that this is a team that wants to work itself into the playoffs, that wants to get better. And when you add the three pitchers that they've added, and we'll figure out Lorenz later where he fits in to this deal. But when you have Ursing and Harvey, I mean, I think those give you so much great flexibility out of the bullpen. And I think, I think it's tremendous. I have never been so up on. And let me just say this, I've got friends in management who are no longer with the Royals, but I don't want to belittle them, but this is exciting. I've never been as excited by you know the trade deadline as
even
I am
in
right
2015?
Now. Well,
in 2015, they were getting headline guys in 2015.
Okay, all right. Well,
they had more. You know, they were coming off a World Series. And they had more ammo to go get them.
That was heady times. That was heady times. Yeah,
and
that's right.
I think this whole season, we've been talking about this for 2 months. I'm kind of sad it's gone now. because it's been so much fun to look at. But we've been talking about it for almost a full Major League Baseball season. The second that we saw this team look like, okay, they're going to have a chance here. And it took us about the first month of the year.
It did.
All right, Seth Lugo. Okay.
Right.
It was, and again, I mean, it shouldn't surprise anybody. It's really all about Bobby Witt Jr. and his explosion this year. And you're like, all right, you know what? I think this team could make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Maybe it seemed crazy in the beginning, but it shouldn't because their starting rotation has been so dang good. So good. And so you look at it that way, and it's just it's always made sense for this to be the outcome. Could they have given up a little more maybe and gone after a Rosarena or, you know, Lane Thomas, both of those guys we really liked, fits for them. Jazz Chisholm, who's had four home runs since being traded to the Yankees, just ridiculous. Yeah, sure. But I don't know that they could have gotten there. I don't know that they could have, even if they wanted to. I don't know if they could have matched what other teams were giving up to get those guys. So I think you have to look at it, you know, in reality too. Like, was it ever realistic to go get those guys? I'm not sure that it was.
Well,
but they went and found names that, I mean, nobody was talking about Harvey or
that
Ursa
is correct.
Before they went and got him.
No, that's
nobody
correct.
Was.
That's correct.
And so that means they were working that much harder to go identify guys that they could get control. Probably that people didn't even see being, you know, trade candidates because they still had control left. And JJ Piccolo did exactly what he told us right here on Sports Daily that they wanted to do. They wanted to go get controllable players and they had to be aggressive for the present, but not mortgage the future. Mm. Now that's window dressing. GMs always say that, right?
Right.
But he meant it.
No.
And I think we saw that play out. Is it enough? Well, we're going to have to see the final 2 months of the season to know that answer. Mm-hmm. August starts tomorrow. You know, so over 2 months, can this be enough? Maybe. Do they have anybody in the farm system that could come up there and help them right now? I honestly don't know. I'm not sure. I doubt it. You know, they just drafted a kid out of Florida who's a high level bat. Do you make that kind of a bold move? I don't think so. I think you maybe consider him, Caglione, a contributor next year at best, sort of like Wyatt Langford is for the Rangers this year. A high-level college bat, his former college teammate, by the way, but not this year, probably. Mm. Now, I guess you got to look at it and see, you know, there are always those veteran trades that can happen after the deadline, which become kind of salary dumps. there's going to be a lot of teams blocking each other this year in that, because I think there are so many teams competing. Can the Royals ever get involved in one of those players? That would be a John Sherman question, because usually that just costs you a bunch of money. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
But for now, this is what we're looking at. This is the team we're looking at. We haven't talked about Paul DeJong much. People, the instant reaction was like, why? Why did they go get Paul DeJong? Right? Like, what was the purpose?
Well, 18 homers. That's why.
18 homers in depth, right? He can pretty much play any of the positions.
That's right. He can play second, play short. Actually, play third if he needs to. Yeah, that's right. He can play them all.
I would say this, too. Like, right now, we're looking at, a .236 batting average, 6 home runs, and a .633 OPS for Michael Garcia. Okay, if you go to DeJong this year, you're looking at, a .228 batting average, a .706 OPS, so just a little bit higher. He doesn't run as much and has had quite a bit more power. So, you can certainly justify playing him there if you chose to. You can certainly justify giving him some time at second. I wonder, and I would imagine, that there is a slight chance we see him in the outfield a little bit. I don't know even how much. I believe he's played some outfield. I don't know how much or how long it's been or anything like that, but I think he could if you needed him to. But he's a depth piece, Paul. And who knows? Maybe you catch lightning in a bottle. Maybe he just comes over and he catches lightning in a bottle and you go. They're going to continue to tinker with the lineup. Massey got a hit at least last night, in that leadoff spot. There's a lot they still have to accomplish at that spot in the lineup. It's funny. You saw Massey and Fermin. I think those are the best two candidates to hit in that spot. Dairon Blanco is the other guy. And people have asked me why not him. He gets on base a lot. And I kind of agree. But, it's not going to be a spot of strength for this team. And I guess we just are going to have to deal with it.
Right.
And other than that, I think I was satisfied. I they didn't get their close. But some of these high leverage relievers that were traded, Paul, I just like when you see what was traded for them, I'm just not sure they were ever going to be in that market. I just don't know that they were. I don't know that they had it. So I applaud the front office for going then and finding Ursig, a guy nobody even thought about being traded. I didn't see his name in a trade rumor one time. Same with Harvey. But what they profile the same way. They've got some really electric stuff. They, in a best case scenario, could profile at the very back end of your bullpen. And they have player control. And I do think you do have to think about the Royals as a this year and next year at minimum. I would be stunned if the Royals aren't aggressive in the offseason. Stunned. Based on what we've seen in the past offseason and this season at the trade deadline, I would be stunned if John Sherman doesn't green light some more money to be spent. They are trying to build a stadium. And to, Kaufman Ghetto on X, who says, John Sherman deserves something, he absolutely does. Does he deserve a new ballpark? I think those are probably two different conversations.
Right.
But, he'll probably get one. But that's why he's got to be aggressive. And right. That's all, honestly, right. Paul, that is a part of the reason why I've said this is a year for the Royals to get after it.
Right.
Is because they are trying to convince people to help them build a brand new stadium when they don't need one, quite frankly.
Well, they need renovation, if nothing else, but that's another story. But I guess when you look at overall, before we get out of this segment, I think we'd visit with you just a second about the overall results from the trade deadline. Mariners certainly helped themselves. They were pretty darn aggressive. Padres and the Phillies were also.
Right?
You look at those teams. Some of those teams, although they didn't need the help as much as other teams, they helped themselves as well. Dodgers get a key piece or two, but not as aggressive as they've been in the last few years. But Mariners, boy, oh boy, they jumped on this on the trade deadline.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse left.
pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Big time, didn't they?
Mariners, Guardians, big winners. Padres, surprising. Most surprising, I think, for sure. The Phillies and the Orioles did a ton.
Yeah.
The big dogs ate at the trade deadline.
They did. That's a well said phrase. That's it.
But I think, and look, the Astros went and added Yusei Kikuchi, a starting pitcher who I like. The Red Sox are kind of like the Royals, I think, just a lot of little things. And the Twins didn't do a lot. You know, the Twins didn't do much. I don't know what they did. I'd have to defer and go look at that. But certainly nothing that scares you. The Rays, who we perceived as a competitor with the Royals, they sold. So you don't think that they'll be as good. So they sold. I think when you look around baseball, of course, the Yankees added, and so far have had the most significant addition in Jazz Chisholm. But I think as you look around the competition for the Royals, if you think about, you know, Boston, Houston, Seattle, Minnesota, I don't think I'm forgetting anybody, is the most likely teams that'll be competing for those wild card spots. I think you can feel pretty good. I don't think the Astros did more than the Royals. I don't think Boston did more than the Royals. I think the Mariners certainly did. But I don't feel terrible about any of it. I think they held their own and they did fine. Again, if we're giving grades, Paul, I'll give the Royals front office a solid B, probably a B+.
Attaboy. You're right on target. You're right on target. By the way,
I'm not going to give them an A because they couldn't land any of the big fish.
Right.
But I certainly think it was a successful, you know, trade season for the Royals.
Yeah.
So we'll go B to B plus.
And by the way, I'm going to agree with you on Jazz Chisholm. He may be the most exciting guy in the trade involved in this thing. Jazz Chisholm is like, he's like from another planet. He might end up being.
His upside is very
high. Oh, my gosh. He's got a lot of upside. That's right.
But his floor is relatively low, too. But added into that lineup for a team that just needed a little juice.
Yep.
They got a little juice.
He brings it, doesn't he?
They got a little juice.
That's
there.
Right.
Now you can go Chisholm and Soto and Judge at the top of that lineup. And it's like, okay.
A lot of excitement.
They're going to. We're going to hit some home runs, if nothing else. All right, we'll come back. We'll get into the Royals the rest of the series today, kind of look ahead on the schedule as well in the second hour. We'll come back a little Olympics talk. I know Paul and I have both been, you know, paying attention closely to the Olympics, closer than maybe normally we would.
Right.
We'll touch on that as we make our way back. Want to say thank you to Prairie Fire Coffee, always keeping us fueled up mornings here on KFH. Paul's got his. We're rocking
right
and rolling
here,
on a Wednesday. It's all Brockton Savage, Chad Chambers producing it, Sports Daily. Don't go away. We'll be right back. jamming on a Wednesday. It is Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, Paul Savage alongside you here. Thanks for watching us on 12 News Connected. Thanks for listening to us on KFH and the Odyssey app. Glad to be here. We'll give away a little HTO in the second hour. I got one giveaway going right now. Heritage Classic Tournament out at Rolling Hills. If you want to go to the party patio, just text the keyword golf to the short code 20357. Speaking of golf, this portion of the program brought to you by Crestview Country Club.
Yep.
There's been a little tennis action. There will be a little golf action. Some of those, you know, sort of country club sports, a big part of the Olympics and a part that we have our eye close on. I don't know what the Americans' chances are in tennis, but I know there's been, you know, tennis headlines out there. You had Djokovic and Nadal facing off. And
don't forget Coco.
And Coco Gauff is
losing it.
You know, I know. Is she out, or is she a part of anything else?
No, she's part of doubles and mixed doubles.
Got it.
She's still involved in those. But she blew up. She went. To Haiti and back with this in the singles. It was something to see.
Yeah, she's young. She's going to have an opportunity too, and I think she'll embrace it. She's been a fun personality to watch develop in a lot of ways. So you've got that. You've got the golf still to come, and you know, we appreciate Crestview, by the way. You can go play golf out there. Get through this heat. You've had some clouds, believe it or not. 36 holes of golf out there at Crestview. We appreciate their support. And give them a call for real. Go check it out. If you haven't been out there, get out there, try to play a little bit, check out the facilities. I know they're working on the pool right now to get some major upgrades out at the pool, which is where our family spends the most time probably out there. We're at that pool a lot. It's sort of just become our pool. But check it out. Give them a call. We send you. The Olympics, Paul, have been good. I think, you know, as we saw the Simone Biles redemption story, I even with the calf injury, I will say that I sort of expected this to happen. Didn't make it any less awesome to see. Such a great story. I appreciate how she has, you know, fought her fight fairly publicly to try and maybe, you know, help people who are dealing with. It was one of the more bizarre things we have seen in sports, certainly in the Olympics, what happened in Tokyo with her. It was very strange. And she opened up about it. We get it now. And she, at 27 years old, was able to come back, and she's going to still be a big part of the Olympics because they got to get to the individual stuff. But it did seem, you know, it seemed like USA was going to win gold. They handled their business. They got it, and it was a great story. I still think my favorite Olympic moment so far, Paul, is the men's team getting back to the podium and doing it with, you know, the guy that was on the pommel horse, and I can't pronounce his last name, but you know, him not doing anything else but sort of specializing in that just for that moment to help this team and getting up there and hitting his thing to help them get bronze. That was still, I think, my favorite of the Olympic moments so far. That was really, really cool to see.
It was.
But there have been a lot, man. They've been knocking it out of the park. It's been, even with the time change, the only spoilers I could not avoid were the, you know, the USA women's gymnastics. That was just so in your face yesterday as you're trying to follow the trade deadline. Otherwise, I've been able to avoid the spoilers for the most part, and it's been an enjoyable Olympics.
Yeah, and by the way, and I don't know when this was rescheduled, but on television right now in the studio, we're watching a little bit of the Olympics, and it looks like they got the triathlon going, and I know they've been...
Are they in the river?
They're in the river. I mean, I don't know. Uh-oh. This is what, probably 6 hours ago they started this, but they're in the river. You know something? I'm not sure I'm on top of this. I think they could have moved this and gotten away.
Yeah, I don't get it. We read yesterday in our newscast, I read a story. They have spent something like $1 billion. $1 billion trying to get that river cleaned up enough for people to swim in it. And I'm all for cleaning up rivers.
Well, obviously. That's right. But
$1 billion just for the Olympics? Maybe they could... You just do that portion somewhere else. That seems like a, you know, again, maybe it's just worth it to try to get the river cleaned up and it's a worthwhile investment. But if we're doing that just so swimmers in the Olympics can swim in the river, we probably find a different place to swim.
Find a different river. But my thought was, you know, anytime, and I think one of the things that they were talking about was, now don't quote me, I'm no scientist, no doctor or anything, but I think the word E. coli came up in one of the conversations I was listening to. And I'm just thinking to myself, I'm not jumping anything in which the word E. coli is involved with. So, but here they are, they're all swimming. Of course, you're an Olympian, you know, I know that at one stage of my life, I would have had the mindset, Jacob, you know, nothing can stop me. This is my quest. I'm going to do it. I don't care what it is. I get that attitude. But, you know, there's got to be people involved in charge that say, come on now. You know, this, we can't put in, I mean, what's the difference between yesterday and today? You know, a river's pretty big. Rivers flow.
Big old rivers, river. Yeah,
you know,
I don't know.
For all we know, something, you know, came in and took something else. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. I don't get it. I'm sure they'll all be okay. They're all young and strong. But we hope so. But, I mean, come on now. Find another place. But they're in the water. They're in the water. Mm. Nobody in the stands. I'm sitting here looking at it right now. Nobody in the stands. Mm. But they're all in the water, Jacob.
We'll watch it. I don't know what's on the schedule tonight for the primetime. I'll try to avoid spoilers and watch it again with the kids tonight. It'll be fun. It has been. Has been fun so far.
It has been a ball.
All right, so coming up in hour number two, we're going to check in from Chiefs camp. Jad has some more Mitch Holthus nuggets for us to dissect. So we'll check in on that coming up after the break. We'll give away a little HTO. We'll look ahead on the Royals schedule. Now that, you know, we're settled in, no more trade deadline to worry about. These are the guys they have there. What's coming up on the schedule? What's coming up tonight for the team? We'll look at all of that for the Royals. And we'll really dig in there and bounce around maybe to some other NFL storylines, because there's a lot of them. You know, when we get Savage in, we like to talk a little football. 869-1240 is the number for you to call to get in touch with the program here on KFH. You can also leave us your comments on our video streams, watching on 12 News Connected. Don't go away. Hour number two of Sports Daily coming right up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.